We had this monk in our abbey who died on October the 25th, Father Jacques. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And I think of him in this gospel today. One time there was a house that had some kind of like evil spirit or something happening in it that the owners couldn't explain, strange things happening, and they asked Father Jacques to come to the house and do exorcism prayers in this house. So it's a Saturday morning and we're finishing up breakfast, and Father Jacques said, I didn't know this, he said, what are you doing later this morning? I said, well, I don't know, I really don't have any plans. He goes, I have to go somewhere to visit some people. Do you want to ride with me? I said, sure. So we're in the car, we're on our way. He says, well, what we're going to do today, I didn't want to tell you this because you wouldn't come. He said, we're going to do exorcism prayers in this house. I'm like, stop the car. So we go in there, and it wasn't like the nicest place. Yeah, it was a little bit run down. And so the guy's showing us where he notices things happening, and the guy walks far enough ahead of us, Father Jacques turns to me and says, if I were to describe what a haunted house would look like, this would be it. And so we bless the salt, bless the water. He starts doing these prayers in there. And, you know, the way Father Jacques approached this was with no fear. Absolutely no fear. He knew what we were there to do. He knew in whose power he was acting, in whose name he was acting, and he knew whatever this was had no power over him and could do him no harm. And he was totally at ease. And his approach spoke volumes to me about what the Lord is saying to his apostles in this gospel. Yes. Yes, the evil spirits are subject to you. Yes, they know you have authority over them. But don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The thrust of the message of the gospel that the Lord wanted his apostles to take into these towns was the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The tragedy is sometimes we settle for so much less. From our baptisms, we're made citizens of the kingdom. From the moment of our baptisms, we exist now in the kingdom of God. And sometimes we settle for life in the kingdom of the world. If you have ever heard Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus, there's this part where Handel masterfully reflects in the music what the text is saying. There's a part in the Hallelujah Chorus where all the voices come almost into unison and everything becomes compressed and small when the text says, the kingdom of this world. When the voices are singing about the kingdom of this world, everything becomes compressed and small, is become. Then the text changes when it says, and the music changes and reflects this, the kingdom of God and of his Christ. When it transitions from the kingdom of this world is become, the score expands and explodes, and the voices scream, the kingdom of this God is become, the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and of his Christ. Huge. We sometimes get so comfortable and settle for the impoverishment of the kingdom of this world. Why? I don't know why. Why do we settle for so much less? Why do we settle for it's like comparing a microwaved hot dog to Thanksgiving dinner. An analogy. Why do we settle for a microwaved hot dog versus this like amazing, amazing dinner? I don't know, but we do. I was listening on my iPhone on YouTube to this video the other day of this organist playing this hymn for the 4th of July, God of Our Fathers. It's called the National Hymn. I was listening to this on YouTube, on my little phone speakers, and it was so nice. And so I said to Father Cyprian, our organist, on Monday, are we going to sing that hymn, God of Our Fathers? He says, yeah, we're going to sing that. And in fact, I'm going to play it on the organ right now to get my registration set. Do you want to come with me? I'm like, yeah. So we go into the basilica, and he starts playing this hymn on our organ with like 32-foot pipes and 16-foot pipes and 8-foot pipes and trumpets. And it's like settling for how nice that hymn sounded on my iPhone speakers compared to on this like amazing instrument with thousands of pipes. Why do we settle for like the tiny speakers on the phone? That's like the kingdom of the world compared to, I don't know, but we do. So what the Lord does for us every time we come to the Mass, He reminds us, He strengthens our citizenship, our awareness of who we are and what we're about and the realm in which we exist. We get our feet again firmly planted in the kingdom of God. He reminds us in this feast of our new life. He reminds us of our identity as children of the kingdom, children of the light. He gives us a taste of what we're headed for and a promise of what we're headed for, glory. He gives us a glimpse here in a mirror dimly, okay? It's not perfect, but we get to see in a little way here who we are and what we're headed for and what we're about. That's why the celebration of the Sunday Eucharist in the life of a parish is so important. Sometimes, you know, especially people who work so closely in a parish and have a lot to think about, you know, we have this meeting, we have this meeting, we have this group, we have this that happens this evening, we have the Sunday Masses, then we have this that happens on Sunday evening, and this happens on Monday. That kind of like think, even our bulletin sometimes list all these activities, this, Sunday Mass, this. This is the high point of what we're about. This is the lifeblood of everything else that happens in St. John's Parish. And that's how we should approach this mystery. My dear brothers and sisters, let us take this challenge that the Lord gives to His apostles today as the challenge for us in 2016 to, in our world, in our lives, in our homes, in our family life together, in our corner of the globe here, to know who we are and whose we are, to know where we're headed, what our high destiny is. And let us this week try to be a little bit more focused, a little bit better at proclaiming this great mystery. The kingdom of God is at hand for us.